Glory to you, Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. As he spoke to them at length in parable, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, but when the sun rose, it was scorched and withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Standards. He takes this precious seed, costly seed, throws into the highway, throws into the rocks, throws into the bushes, throws into the thorns, and only a few of them fall on the good soil. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. This offering is so ridiculous. This is different, unique. What if Jesus is talking about this, the seed now, seed? What if this offer is throwing up? What is this seed? The Christian terminology, that seed is the word of God. Word of God. And in the scripture, word of God is Jesus. Jesus manifested as Son of Mary, Son of David, Son of God. So the God and the sower is taking that precious, costly seed, then scatters. And after 2,000 years later, on this summer Sunday, noon time, and we are here, this seed will be scattered. And this seed will rest in our own hands, in our own tongues. Stretch your imagination. Stretch what is happening now. God the soul, out of love, forming each human person along with the wide universe, giving us the gift of a family to live and practice Christian love and share this wonderful experience, scatters. Jesus, His precious Son, the precious seed, the Word. Now, one more element in this story he heard from Jesus. There's a soil, there's a seed, there's a soil. What is the soil Jesus is talking about? The soil. The rich soil. Soil. How much you can become ordinary? You know, everybody knows what is this soil. Everybody knows about the familiar stuff, ordinary stuff. Nothing else can become more ordinary than an element of soil. But Jesus is using that ordinary familiar experience to talk about a little higher thing. So, Jesus, what is the soil Jesus is talking about? The soil is our human heart. A human heart. A human heart that can become a rich soil. How a human heart turns into a rich soil, opening that heart. Opening that heart to believe. To believe is what we are going to profess our faith. In belief. I believe in one God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the church. I believe a heart open to believe. A heart open to believe and accept the seed, Jesus. A heart that opens to follow, imitate that example of love by sacrificial love. A heart that getting hurt and wounded by love, sacrificial love. A heart that willing to forgive the way He taught us to forgive. That is the way the mystery Jesus uses this ordinary experience of the soil to remind us of the heart. The heart, a heart that can believe, a heart that can love, a heart that can forgive. Rich soul. Rich soul. And then, what happens? Today, Jesus did not believe. Jesus talked about the soul. He talked about the costly seed. He talked about the rich soil. But in today's reading, comprehends something more. Jesus did not specifically speak about it, but the prophet Isaiah talks to us. Isaiah talks to us today about the rain coming down from heaven to the earth. The earth, bringing water. You just need to open your eyes and see the green. What happened with the water and the rain that happened in our lawns and our grounds? A few months ago it was all dry. Now it is green. Water transforms. In the Christian tradition, water stands for the founder in the entrance area, the fount of baptism of water. And we are all part of that blessing. Marked with the sign of the cross, and each time when we raise our hand on our head, we remember God our Father, who remembers us, who created us. When we raise our hands on our heart, we remember Jesus Christ, His love, who sacrificed, brings us who we are. And then when we place our hands on our shoulders, the seed of, we remember the baptismal seed, fortified with the gift of the Holy Spirit to protect us. This is what makes the water, seed will remain seed, soil will remain soil, unless there is water. The fountain of water, the gift of the Holy Spirit, forming each one of us so unique gift in this world. Out of love, God gave us life, family, but each one of us endowed with unique gifts. And we become not a loner, but a family of God. A people who believe together, worship together, witness together. God's people. That is what this water, nourishing and nurturing, helping this plant to grow, to yield harvest. And this people of God, think about how human we are. We are men and women, children and grown up, sick and healthy, rich and poor. But this is not the end. Our life stretches out beyond to those who are in need, those who yield hundredfold richness. The one who received the word of God in her heart and womb. The one who received that gift and witness and protected this holy mystery. And a crowd of witnesses. And we are part of that crowd of witnesses. The people of God. Formed by God's creation, that He saw the sea. And we are here holding that sea. And He becomes part of that family. And today's reading takes one more compliment for that second reading. Paul talks about the creation. Whole creation. According to Paul, he uses again a familiar symbol, ordinary image. Whole creation groaning with pain to give birth. What else he can think about an ordinary human experience of the pain of groaning to give birth? According to St. Paul, the whole creation is in pain. And we, God's people, we are merged with that creation. We are also sharing that pain. Sharing the pain of giving birth to eat the richer fruits of others. That we will be revealed who we will be, children of God. Sons and daughters of God. Not all the creation understand this mystery. This mystery is revealed. And we are part of that mystery. sons and daughters of God, to be revealed, not only for a few years of our journey, forever. On this Sunday, let us pray that you all become part of that dream God is sharing with us. That we all will become unique sons and daughters, yielding 34, 40, 60, 104. In the name of God and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.